Hey, this is Cindy Harmon with Real Walk. Did you know we now have a number where you can text me? It's a fun way to stay connected. If you have any questions or comments about an episode or just anything in general, I'd love to hear from you. The number is 662-597-1738. Happy Tuesday. I'm so glad y'all are back with me today. As many of you know, the theme of this season is stories. Stories of how God's worked in the lives of people back a long time ago and how he's still working today. Y'all, God says if we seek him and seek him with our entire hearts, that means surrender, then we will find him. Can I just say that again? We will find him when we seek him with our whole hearts. Y'all, that's a big deal. And it's a big promise because he is real. He is active and he's at work. And we need to live like it, y'all, because when we live surrendered, sold out to Jesus, it changes everything. I mean, everything. It just makes me want to cry whenever I think about it. So let's move along. Y'all, I want to share a couple of stories with you. And I had to choose because there are literally dozens that I could share. I call them God moments that have just happened in the last few weeks. These are a couple of stories that have just stood out in my mind. Side note, y'all, I know I say it all the time, but I absolutely love hearing from y'all and hearing how the Lord's been working in your lives. So thank you for reaching out so we can celebrate what God's doing in our lives. So let's keep going and let's just get started. Well, I want you to know that a few weeks ago, I woke up one morning and I felt the Lord leading me to post a challenge to read our Bibles for 3 consecutive days. Now, side note here, y'all, we must be in the Word, not just reading for information, but reading to know the heart of God. And I'm very passionate about helping people understand the importance of reading God's Word and not to just check it off our list, but to truly love to read God's Word. So anyway, I wanted to back out of this challenge because I thought people are going to think I'm Looney Tunes, and I thought no one is going to want to do this. But y'all, I had several that said yes, and not only committed to the challenge, but were thankful for the challenge. You may have seen it. It was on Facebook, and I gave everyone a couple of days to get ready. So we read the first day. And then that following day, the next morning, I got a phone call. It was from a number that I didn't even have in my phone. I knew the lady, and I said, hello. And she said, Cindy, do you have just a minute? And I said, yeah. And she said, well, I just want to thank you for this challenge. She said, I've been needing to get back into reading my Bible, and this has just really helped me. And I thought, well, this is nice, you know. And she said, oh, I'm not through. I said, oh, okay. And she said, well, I started reading in the New Testament. I think she told me Acts. And she said, I was reading about all the different miracles that had happened in the Bible. And then she said, it just got me fired up. And she said, I got to thinking, if all this could happen back then for all of them, then this can happen for me today. And y'all, she said she began to pray. And she asked the Lord to please take the pain away in her leg. So she said she prayed, and she said she thanked him. And she said when she got up from her kitchen table that morning, that pain was gone. And she said, Cindy, this was powerful. She said, I just wanted to share this with you. And so I wanted to share this with y'all. Y'all, I had tears rolling down my face. I was not expecting this from this challenge. I mean, I had no idea that I'd get a phone call like this. But y'all, I'm so thankful that I was obedient. I'm so thankful that she was obedient. If y'all don't remember anything that I've ever said on this podcast, please always remember that God always blesses, always. He always blesses obedience. Listen, listen for his voice. Seek him. Surrender your whole heart and then listen for what he wants you to do, what he wants you to say, what he wants you not to say, or how he wants you to react, or how he wants you to love. And the list goes on and on and on. You know, it's actually a very exciting life when you wake up each morning, you get in the Word, and you say, okay, Holy Spirit, what you got for me today? It really is. It's just the best life ever. Okay, before I share this next little story, I have a question for y'all. And I think I know what the answer is going to be, but I'm just going to go ahead and ask it anyway. Do y'all have prayers you've been praying for what seems like forever? Like for your family, your friends, or even for yourself? Do you have prayers you've been praying for a long, long, long time? Maybe it's something you're burdened about and it just stays on your heart. I feel like we all have those kinds of prayers. Well, I have a friend that says that she prayed for her husband. Are y'all ready for this? She says she prayed for her husband for 37 and a half years. And guess what? After 37 and a half years of continually seeking him and praying, the Lord heard her prayers and he answered her request. Isn't that just amazing? So I guess what I'm trying to say today is don't stop praying. Don't stop seeking him. Y'all, let me grab my Bible real quick. Matthew chapter 7 is one of my favorite verses. Matthew 7 verse 7 says, ask and you will receive, search and you will find, knock and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives, whoever seeks finds, and to everyone who knocks, the door is opened. Y'all, I too have prayers that I've been praying for years, and I'm not going to stop because I know he hears the cries of my heart. So I want to tell you this little story. A few weeks ago in the middle of the night, Randy and I were both sound asleep, and all of a sudden we heard this crash, like literally someone was breaking into our home. And we both jumped up, of course, and I was shaking like a leaf, and I was following right behind Randy, you know, and we were looking out the windows, and we were looking out the doors, and it was just really kind of weird, because we never heard another noise. We just heard that one crash. But I'm telling y'all, it was really loud. Well, we kept on looking, and as I'm walking through one of the rooms, I turned on one of the lights in one of the rooms, and I looked down on the floor and I hollered at Randy and I said, hey, come here. I said, we can breathe now. I see what it is. Y'all, it was a picture that had fallen off the wall. I mean, we just both just stood there looking at that laying in the floor, you know. And all that, we had this like sigh of relief, you know, come over both of us. And y'all know me though. I stood there for a moment and I was thinking, okay, God, why'd you wake me up in the middle of the night to do this? I know you don't waste anything. You use literally everything. So what's up, God? Well, I have to tell you this. This picture that fell says, God answers prayer. So you can see why I was standing there thinking this. Well, I want y'all to know, this is a true story. 2 days later, a prayer that I have been praying for years was answered. Y'all, it's like he woke me up to say, I'm going to answer that prayer. Y'all, he is so real. He's working and he is so good. I don't know who needed to hear this today, but God does. And I want to say, don't give up hope. Keep the faith. Stay in the Word. Keep seeking him because, y'all, He is worth it. I love y'all so much, and I will see you back here next week, same time, same place.
I'd love for you to subscribe and maybe even leave a review. Y'all, it's absolutely free. And this way, you'll get a notification each time we have a new episode. We'll see you next week on the Real Walk Podcast.